Hey! Hello.
McGee?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, McGee, it's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so?
So why aren't you here at work?
Oh, I get it. I hear what you're saying. This isn't about work, is it? This is about the colour of my skin. You're picky on me because I'm Asian, you racist bastard. I bet you haven't been calling all your white employees and shouting racist abuse at them, have you?
Have you slept in again, McGee?
No, I have not slept in. I've been up for the last 4 hours, actually. Worrying about my oppressed brothers and sisters. And if it wasn't for people like you, I wouldn't have to do that.
This is the third time this week, Malkeith. I can't let you keep doing this.
Oh, and what are you going to do? Sack me? You'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd love to throw me onto the scrap heap, another disillusioned ethnic youth. No job, no hope, marginalised by white society and forced to rot in urban squalor.
But you live in Hampstead.
Well, that's not the point. I am Asian youth, torn apart by identity crisis, harassed by the pigs, misunderstood by the older generation. Maybe I need to cry for help. Maybe I need to run in the streets of Hampstead with my Asian brothers, rioting, looting and pillaging. Is that what you want, is it, eh?
All right. I'm sorry. Just take the day off.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I went to Dad, can I borrow the car?
Yes, whatever you want.
Hey, okay. Now then, children, I have got a surprise for you.
Oh, what is it?
Listen. You know you're always getting on at me to get you a pet? Huh? Well, I've got one.
Yay!
Hooray!
No.
Dogs are very dirty animals. You see, they smell, they leave their hair all over the house, they do their toilet on the carpet. And anyway, Hindus don't really keep dogs.
Oh, so is it a cat?
No. You see, cats are also very dirty animals. They do their toilet on a tray in the kitchen. And, we are Hindus, so...
Is it a rabbit then?
Rabbit.
No. Rabbits are forever dividing themselves into two. And, of course, they are also very, very filthy animals, doing their toilet on the newspapers and all. No, come outside. Children, I want you to say hello to Daisy.
It's a cow.
Moo.
Yes. You see, actually, Daisy is a mad cow. You see, she was going to be killed by those barbarian Westerners. So, with a little help from the temple, I have saved her. No. I know what you're going to say. But cows are very clean. You see, they do their toilet outside. They give milk, they till the land, they're very, very loyal. Come on, stroke her.
But she's foaming at the mouth and she keeps falling over.
Oh, we don't want a cow, Daddy.
Yeah, shut up. Come on, play with her. Come on. Fetch Daisy. Fetch.
Will you get this cow off my doorstep?
Come on, Kate, throw the stick again. She'll fetch it this time.
No, she won't.
She just eats. That's all she does.
Apart from that...
Okay. Now, as responsible pet owners, I think we ought to put that in a little bag and throw it away.
That's it, I'm going inside.
Okay. Wait for me and Daisy. Chalo. Walk in. Yes. By day, Harbant Singh Sagu was a mild-mannered plumber. And by night, he was just another struggling bhangra singer on the wedding circuit. Until one day, he bought a tatty old pair of leather trousers and a carpoot sale in Isleworth. Unwittingly, Harbant had just bought the stage gear once worn by Chani from Alap. Discarded many years ago, the energy within those trousers had grown to enormous proportions. And now, when he wears his trousers, Harbant Singh Sagu is... Bhangra Man! Armed only with his wife's chunni as a cape and his magic trousers, Bhangra Man would use his special powers to make the world a safer place. Meanwhile, in a laboratory in California...
Oh, my God.
What is it, Professor?
Take a look through this telescope, Bob.
Oh, my God. As astronomers through the 20th century have predicted, the volatile gases within the sun have overheated and exploded, causing the formation of what is called a red giant, whose heat will destroy the entire solar system. How long till the rays hit the Earth, Professor?
Does that answer your question, Bob?
We're doomed.
Nothing can save us now.
Thunder Man!
Hey, pick a nut up, Professor Sauber!
Why is Bunga Man doing that dance, Professor?
I don't believe it, Bob, but by standing in front of the red giant and thrusting his chest forwards, the mirrors on his waistcoat are reflecting the rays back towards the source, negating their effect and returning the sun to its original form. Check the telescope.
You're right, Professor. The sun has gone back to normal and the solar system has been saved.
Oh, Bangor Man, you're my hero.
Mom, Dad, I'm going out. I'll see you later.
What?
I'm going out, you know, with my friends.
Oh.
What?
No, nothing. You go with your friends. Friends are more important than parents. Go.
Mom?
No. Leave your parents who gave you life and go out with your
friends. But I hardly ever go out.
Don't worry. Soon your father and I will be dead. Then you will go with your friends every night to your pubs and clubs.
Your ministry of sound.
All right, okay. Look, I'll stay in, all right?
Oh, well, it's your choice.
Can I watch the football, then?
Your father is watching Star Trek, Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, well, can I just flick over for a second and see what the score is?
Oh, for a second, of course.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I mean, you are young. What is 1 second for you? Nothing. We are just two old people. We will probably be dead in 1 second.
Oh, Mom!
Then you can sit with your friends and your football in your pubs and clubs.
Your ministry of sound.
Oh, forget it. I'll be in my room.
Oh, why no?
Huh?
Why sit with us, no? While we're still alive. Oh. There will be plenty of time to sit at our funeral.
This is ridiculous. No, we're all going to die. I mean, I could walk out of here and get run over by a bus. In fact, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I can't take these constant guilt trips anymore. I'm going to end it all. Goodbye.
That's right. Don't worry about us. Being under your bus is more important than looking after your parents. We'll be dead soon. Then you can sit under your bus with your friends in your pubs and clubs.
Your ministry of sound.
Oh, shut up.
Next patient, please. Miss Kapoor, please have a seat.
Doctor, what is it? Why do you want to see me? I've been worried sick.
Calm down, Miss Kapoor. I was looking through your records and I just wanted to clear a few things up. Now, if you could bear with me while I do a couple of tests. Now, tell me, does this hurt?
Ow!
Now, please repeat the following words. Zebra.
Zebra.
Zoo.
Zoo.
Zabardasti.
Zabardasti.
Say ah. Yes. This is just as I suspected. I'm afraid I have to inform you that you are LIC.
Huh?
Lack of Indian culture. Positive! Now, you must be strong about this. People can go on to lead perfectly normal lives.
But, Doctor, how has this happened?
Well, everything in your childhood has conspired to make you immune to the Indian culture. Everything.
Oh, Doctor, can anything be done?
There's only one hope. Operation. Or you could just take this pill.
Okay.
Miss Kapoor, are you all right? Excellent. Now, I'm just going to do a few tests. Is that okay? Now, repeat after me. Golgappa.
Golgappa.
Alu ka parantha.
Alu ka parantha.
Bata chappal.
Bata chappal.
Excellent, excellent.
Now, say, ah. Perfect. Now, finally, tell me, does this hurt? Oh, excellent. I declare that this treatment has been a complete success. Congratulations, Miss Kapoor. You are now a fully fledged Indian woman.
Oh, shukriya, Dr. Saab.
Yes.
Ye kya hua?
Yes, there are one or two side effects. I'm afraid you'll never be able to speak English again.
Kya?
No, but that's okay. Many Asian women survive very well.
Dr. Saab, main Yorkshire Building Society mein kaise kaam karungi?
Yes, well, I didn't actually promise anything. No, I didn't write anything down. You've got nothing on me.
Oh, shut up!
I'm going out with my friends. Clean this place while I'm gone.
Greetings, fellow fundamentalists. And welcome to the 1996 annual general meeting of the Society of International Fundamentalists, the society that puts the fun back into fundamentalism. Hello, and welcome to the show. My name is... Well, of course, it's code names only. But you can call me JK the Hamster. It's like Carlos the Jackal, but smaller and cuter. Now, the first order of business is our annual report. On the whole, this has been a good year for us, but there have been some disappointments. Atrocities in the name of God are down 35%. But expense claims in the name of God are up 200%. And another thing, days off. Some of you Eastern fundamentalists, how many religious festivals have you got? You Sikhs? Baisakhi, Guru Nanak's birthday, Guru Gobind Singh's birthday, Guru Bishan Singh Bedi's birthday, Guru Barley Maguru, Kaspat Devalgrab's birthday. Some of these are made up. And the Hindus, your god days. I mean, Lakshmi, Rama, Krishna, I've heard of. But Bunti? Bittu? Apache? Who are these gods? As for the Muslims, not only do you have Eid down twice, but someone has written down Christmas Eid and taken a day off. Ramadan, fine. Rama Lama Ding Dong, you think I'm stupid? And you Jews, Passover, Yom Kippur, yes. Apananda, Yam Halibut, no. Come on, do not take the piss with me. I'm pleased to be able to report that almost everyone has been very successful in their activities this year. Although, of course, there have been exceptions. The fundamentalist Buddhists. What is the point of kidnapping a politician and telling the authorities that if they don't pay up, you set yourselves on fire? The authorities waited 24 hours and stormed the hideout with a dustpan and brush. On a similar note, I must make mention of our newest members, the Christian American Church of the .44 Magnum. Credit where credit is due. You started well by kidnapping the heir to one of the world's biggest industrial fortunes. You even sent the ransom demand, threatening to cut off the boy's ear. You're supposed to send in the ear, not a bloody boy. Who's going to pay $20 million for a lousy ear? Anyway, to end on a brighter note, our regular Kamikaze Club Ignite is on Tuesday. It's free for human time bombs before 10 p.m., and you get a complimentary cocktail. Thank you. Meanwhile, in a nuclear power station in the former Soviet Union...
Hey, Olga, this is some responsibility, isn't it?
You're not kidding, Ivana. You and me in charge of the biggest fast-breeder nuclear reactor in the world?
Yeah, the West doesn't even know we've got one of these babies. So, what do we do now?
Huh? I don't know. Just sit here, I think.
What does this button do?
Oh, my God, you just sent the reactor into overdrive. We don't have the biggest meltdown the world has ever seen.
Well, don't we have any safety mechanisms of any description?
Don't be stupid, Ivana.
How long have we got, Olga?
Does that answer your question?
Nothing can save us now.
Jagannath Patel!
बस फिक्र ना कर मेरी और उसकी पपिया.
Who is the fat guy with the bad dressings?
I have heard of this guy, Ivana. He has special powers derived from Bhangra, a folk dance from the Punjab in the north of India.
But how can he possibly save us?
Dekho to sahi.
What is it he's doing?
He is taking his big fat belly from out of his corset and wedging it into the top of the reactor, thus absorbing the 1,000 megaton nuclear blast.
Unbelievable.
Bunker Man, you have saved the world from destruction, and you have saved our country from another embarrassing nuclear incident.
Daisy, chal, chal, get inside. Chal, chal.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what's happened?
We've been burgled.
Oh, but how? But I'm sure all the doors and windows were locked.
They were.
Then how did they get in?
Maybe through the cow flap.
I mean, we're so careful. Did you say cow flap?
Cow flap.
You mean like a cat flap?
Except for cows, yeah.
Large enough for a cow to go through?
Yes, yes. And so naturally also TVs, videos, refrigerators. You know, your average jersey.
Of all the stupid... I mean, what possessed you to put in a bloody cow flap?
Listen, I thought it would be easier if the cow could come and go as she pleased, you know, for her toilet and so
forth. Oh, God, I knew this was a stupid idea. Why do I have such a babe coo for a husband?
Well, be quiet. You're upsetting Daisy.
She's already upset. Look at her.
Oh, my God. She's dead. Now, don't cry, children. No. We can bury her in a shoebox in the garden. Yeah. Or we could sell her to the Germans.
Oh.
Hello, sister. Can I help?
Hello, miss. Is this the Women's Advice Center?
That's right, sister. And please, please, call me Rose.
Oh, thank you, Rose. Now...
Now, please do sit down. Or maybe you'd rather squat?
What?
We do have a Pakistani birthing chair available for our women of color visitors, if you wish.
Okay, now my husband told
me... Yes, I thought it might be your husband. I can see the pain of many oppressed generations of women in your eyes.
Actually, this chair is not very comfortable.
You're obviously in denial. I understand. It's a cultural thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, yes, I do know, because I did a course called Guilt and Simpering in the Asian Female, Why They Need Help. Yeah. It was a sandwich course. Oh, maybe I should say a samosa course. Just reaching you there through shared ethnic references, okay? Now, tell me, have you ever made friends with your cervix?
I beg your pardon?
It could be the key that unlocks you from your backward, downtrodden prison. Come on, pop your legs up here and we'll both say hello to your feminine flower. Come on.
Get your hands off me.
Oh, come on, don't fight it. I know you Asian ladies have a low pain threshold. Ah! What did you do that for, sister? I thought you wanted some help.
Firstly, I'm not your sister. It's Mrs. Singh. And secondly, where's my new office? I'm your supervisor.
Sorry, first door on the left. Sorry.
Frigid bitch.
Meanwhile, at the House of Commons...
Virginia.
What is it, John?
My brilliant election-winning speech answering all the questions about my leadership and saving the Tory party from oblivion. I've lost it.
Oh, you can't have John. It must have slipped down the back of the bench.
No, I've looked. It's hopeless.
You're pulling yourself together. How long have you got?
The Prime Minister.
Does that answer your question? No one can save me now. Man, I don't understand. What are you doing?
John, you idiot. Even with my limited knowledge of Punjabi, I know that chuck the fatte means raise the floorboards.
What? Of course. It's here, my speech. Oh, Bangra Man, not only have you proved the expression chuck the fatte actually has a useful meaning, but you've saved the Conservative Party from certain defeat.
Yeah, well, no one's perfect.
Goodness Gracious Me was performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Kulvinder Gear, Nitin Soni, Meera Sayal and Nina Wadia. The writers were Sardana and Pinto and the cast, with additional material by Sanjeev Kohli. The script editor was Sharat Sardana and the producers were Gareth Edwards and Anil Gupta.